Hi, my name is Chris Pollocky. I'm a 42-year-old father of two, currently working at the University of Illinois Music Library. For consumers in the U.S. who enjoy a bargain, and I include myself in this category, it is perhaps hard to understand why any group of individuals would protest the building of a Walmart in their community. Who doesn't want low prices? Well, for starters, Japan. In a recent op-ed piece on NPR, Ev Ehrlich, former Undersecretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration, bemoaned the backward state of Japanese retailing that is dominated by thousands of mom-and-pop stores. These stores, it seems, are protected in Japan by a large store law that doesn't allow a large retailer to set up shop next door to a small business. To Ehrlich, this is economic madness. Despite the beautifully wrapped individual pieces of fruit that these stores sell, Ehrlich sees these mom-and-pop stores as inefficient relics that sit on small yet incredibly valuable parcels of urban land. The answer to this inefficiency? Walmart. According to Ehrlich, a large retailer, like Walmart, would force producers to increase productivity. This, in time, would drive smaller retailers out of business and free up land for better uses. America made this choice years ago, and now Ehrlich believes the U.S. government should assist Japan in making their decision, using the clout of U.S. trade negotiators to put all their political and diplomatic support behind a company that can crack the Japanese market. Quite aside from the cultural arrogance implicit in Ehrlich's piece, we obviously know what's best for the Japanese economy. It seems like a good time to rethink the cost involved in low prices. Having given up our own mom-and-pop stores for blocks and blocks of megastores and concrete, is there perhaps a voice inside that questions that cost of low prices? Locally owned and operated, craftsmanship, beautifully wrapped. And can we hear Mr. Ehrlich's talk of producers being, quote, forced to operate efficiently, end quote, and not smile at the sanguine economic euphemism for sweatshop labor? Yes, we get inexpensive clothes at Walmart, but at what cost? Efficient 12-hour shifts? Efficient pay scales that keep workers in poverty? Efficient anti-union business practices? Would Walmart be able to maintain their competitive advantage over the mom-and-pop stores, in fact, if Mr. Ehrlich was forced to substitute humanely for efficiently? There's no need to look abroad to experience Walmart's efficiency. Ask Safeway about the effects of Walmart's efficient non-union labor on their ability to provide a living wage to their employees. Or ask a part-time Walmart employee about the company's efficient rationing of health care. In the race to the bottom, Walmart is efficiently leading the way. Personally, I think these costs are too high to support Walmart, and I hope Japan does not bow to U.S. pressure to accept the very high costs of low prices.